Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable, and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet approved the proposal for alteration of the name of state of Kerala as Keralam.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The Minister said, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its approval for the development of the civil enclave at Srinagar International Airport. The Cabinet approved extension of existing North-South Corridor from Gift City to Shahpur of Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited. The Minister said, the Cabinet approved enhanced delegation to Power Grid from the extent guidelines on delegation of powers to Maharatna CPSEs for increasing equity investment threshold from 5,000 crore rupees per subsidiary to 7,500 crore rupees per subsidiary. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet approved minimum support prices or MSP of raw jute for marketing season 2026-27. He said the MSP of raw jute TD3 grade has been fixed at 5,925 rupees per quintal for 2026-27 season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Mr. Singh said several agreements will be signed after the talks between both the Prime Ministers. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel as historic. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighboring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of Electoral Rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Considering the time constraints, the apex court allowed the deployment of additional civil judges and asked the Calcutta High Court to seek judicial officers of similar rank from Jharkhand and Odisha. In Telangana, four top Naxalite leaders today surrendered before the police in Hyderabad. In a blow to the Maoist leadership, Tipari Tirupati Devuji, Politburo member, Malla Raja Reddy Sangram, Central Committee member, Bade Chokka Rao Damodar, Telangana State Committee Secretary, and Noone Narasimha Reddy Gangana, State Committee member, surrendered before DGP B. Shivadhar Reddy. DGP handed over 25 lakh rupees cheque to each surrendered Naxalite leader. They will also receive guarantees of security and rehabilitation. Their surrender is seen as a significant blow to the Maoist party. The DGP said that except 11 out of 591 Maoists in the state, all surrendered in Telangana. And benchmark equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty plunged around 1.2% today as IT stocks extended their route amid persistent concerns over artificial intelligence-led disruptions. Sensex closed at 82,226 while Nifty slipped to 88 points to settle at 25,425. And that is the end of this news bulletin.